But more than, oh, well, there's millions of dollars, in fact, that is sitting on expired go cards. And commuters are being told they can, well, they can try and get their money back. Do you believe that more than 10 million of these cards have been issued in the decade since the system has been in? 2008, go cards were introduced. Translink Acting Deputy Director General Martin Bradshaw joins me on the line to hopefully let us know how, if you are one of these people, you can get a hold of your money. Martin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark. How's it going?
I'm well, thank you. So just explain what's happened here. People have go cards and they might have money left and the card's expired. Is that right?
Yeah, so the go cards are similar to bank cards and other club cards. Products, they have a 10-year expiry on them. The 10-year expiry can be extended within 3 months of the expiry by popping into a retailer. But in the absence of that, if someone has an expired card, they can return that card and get a full refund, including the deposit.
So if someone has a card in their wallet or their purse or they find it in a desk drawer or something like that, just don't throw it away. Check it out. Maybe get it linked again, but certainly see whether or not there's any money owing on it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I think most people are like myself. There's a few cards there from the occasional trip where you may have forgotten it.
Yep.
Yeah, make sure you don't throw that card out. Contact Translink on 13 12 30. And as long as you've got the physical card or that you've got the card registered, we can certainly ensure that you get your money back as well as the deposit on that.
Is there a time frame for that at all, Martin?
No, not at all. Not at all. So whether it's over the next couple of months or whether it's over the next couple of years, regardless, we'll always refund any outstanding money on the card and the deposit. But obviously we'd encourage people to move that money onto a new card and keep enjoying public transport.
It's a lot of money, isn't it, when you think about it? Even though the average, the average is about $8 per card on a card. But that adds up to about over $5 million, doesn't it?
Yeah, the average on cards between July 2016 and 2018 was $7.90, with a total of almost $5.2 million. Like I said, our preferred position is if people return those cards so that we can actually give them their money back or transfer it onto a new card and again, get into public transport and use the network.
13, 12, 30, but there's also a form on the website, isn't there?
Absolutely, yep. You can go on to the Translink website, translink.com.au, download the form, send it in, and we'll look after the rest.
Good on you, mate. Thanks very much for your time.
No, terrific, Mark.
Martin Bradshaw there, the Translink Acting Deputy Director General. So if you've got an expired go-card or a go-card they haven't used for a while, or particularly an expired one, go to the website, the Translink website, or ring 13 12 30, and you may be one of these people that has some money being owed to them. Average is about $8 per card, which doesn't sound like much, but $5.17 million it is. And can you believe that it's 11 years since go-cards were introduced and more than 10 million of them have been issued in southeast Queensland, and there's no way, excuse me, that there's more than 10 million of us living here in this city. So how many go-cards do you have? I got to tell you, I have none. I don't have a go-card. I just don't get on public transport that much. It's just the way it is. I'm in the car most of the time. I don't have a go-card. So there must be plenty of people that have plenty of go-cards. And if that's you, you don't need to have that many and you may be owed a little bit of money. Go to the website, Translink, or ring 13 12 30.